In the headlines, a man remanded to Dodds prison after slapping a nurse at the Randall Phillips Polyclinic. A noted political scientist believes government's decision to pause the tourism accommodation bill is a positive move with the general election pending. Developer and businessman Mark Maloney says there are no issues on the construction of the Hyatt Hotel in Barbados. And a former brass tax moderator and a well-known reverend are among 19 local awardees on the St. James We Gathering Honours list. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. A 22-year-old man who slapped a 64-year-old nurse in the face at the Randall Phillips Polyclinic in Oystons on Monday has been remanded to Dodds Prison. Josiah Lovell of Lancaster St. James admitted to assaulting Sister Hyacinth Green, causing her actual bodily harm on the 22nd of this month. Lovell appeared before acting magistrate Deidre McKenna. According to the facts presented by Sergeant Richard Ellis, Green was inside the immunization office with a registered nurse on orientation when an argument broke out involving Lovell, his girlfriend, and the victim. During the altercation, Lovell slapped Green on the left side of her face. She immediately experienced pain and dizziness. Magistrate McKenna ordered a pre-sentencing report and remanded Lovell until October 21st, pending sentencing. Noted political scientist Devron Bruce believes government's decision to pause the tourism accommodation bill is a positive move with a general election pending. However, Mr. Bruce cautioned that frequent reversals on proposed legislation could have a negative effect as this bill goes beyond politics.
You've seen time and time again the government of Barbados, in essence, pulling back, pausing, whatever you may call it, pieces of legislation where the public has had some significant say and objection to. It is certainly not the first thing we're seeing that under this administration. I think what it means is that government is certainly having a finger on the tip of Barbados, so to speak, particularly given the fact that you have an upcoming election. Now, certainly it is not simply an issue of politics. The reality is that the policy of the piece of legislation is found to be particularly problematic, and those within the space as well find it to be problematic. So I think it goes beyond politics.
Noted political scientist Devron Bruce. Meanwhile, Barbadians weighed in via the Starcom Network News WhatsApp channel, with many welcoming the pause on the bill.
It is time that the small businesses be included. For more than 40 years, the government has been bailing out the hotel sector, and it's only fair that the small accommodations, that they should be given a helping hand as well.
I think it's the appropriate thing to do and stop me bothering with this all. Let's talk about what government. How can you fit people in properly if you don't have proper consultation?
Humility is the seed of wisdom. It is a good thing to pause. So back to the drawing board you go, get as many people involved as possible, and as we say on the streets, wheel and come again.
What dialogue could have been with those who would be affected before the bill, right? But the bill seemed to have been put out there before proper dialogue.
How do we ever believe in anything this pullback government tells the population now? It's been too many times that they've done this.
Voices of Barbadians speaking on the pause of the tourism accommodation bill on the WhatsApp channel. Despite concerns about the Hyatt Hotel project being stalled at its Bay Street location, developer Mark Maloney says there are no issues. Instead, Maloney confirmed that vertical construction will begin in a matter of months, while revealing a company from France has been commissioned to lay underground work with the new technology.
The Hyatt, we've started all the foundation works, the ground improvements. You don't see anything vertically coming out of the ground, but we use a new system for ground improvement to what would replace piles or a ground system like that. We brought in a company out of France, and all the ground improvement works are finished. And we are hoping to be in a position within the next 2 to 3 months to actually start vertical build. A lot of planning going on, and we're going to be ready over the next 2 months.
Executive Director of the Maloney Group, Mark Maloney, in the lunchtime edition. New Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Christopher Gibbs, has drawn a connection between the rising crime in Barbados and the quality of housing in some urban areas. Speaking this morning at the Barbados Annual Construction and Design Conference, Minister Gibbs said his research supports this conclusion.
As an urban MP for the last 4 years, I can tell you that urban sprawl and the density of our urban areas have led to a level of frustration by our young people. And that frustration has led to conflict. And unfortunately, because of the lack of conflict resolution, we find ourselves in a situation where crime is on the rise.
Minister Gibbs, however, believes that he can offer a solution.
We can build housing that is attractive, affordable, especially using techniques that the Honourable Minister just mentioned. Barbados has had a history of being on the forefront of emerging technology. We have solar water heaters. We all know that this technology has spread throughout our shores and has allowed Barbadians to save on energy costs.
Minister of Housing and Lands and Maintenance, Chris Gibbs. 22 individuals have been honored with the Pride of Barbados Award in recognition of their contribution to the parish of St. James. The ceremony was held at State House this morning as part of the year-long We Gathering celebrations. 19 of those honored reside in St. Andrew, while 3 live in the diaspora. The awardees are Wendy Allen, Reverend Dr. Lucille Beard, Charles Beckles, Susan Bishop, Stephen Brathwaite, Derek Brown, Tahir Bulbulia, Shirley Ford, Alston Griffith, Christina Haynes, Samantha Hazelwood Irme, John Hudson, Audley Jordan, Marcia Jordan Shepherd, Nicole McKenzie, Sheena Ramsey, Sonia Thompson Aline, Sahara White, Ronald Williams, Glyn Bess, Nival Grisette, and Eileen Hinkson. Speaking after the ceremony, one of the youngest awardees and former Brass Tax moderator Bulbulia highlighted the importance of recognizing young people.
You know, there's a lot of negative connotations and messages around young people, and that a lot of people believe it's a lost generation. But for me, and my work shows that a lot of young people are doing positive stuff. If we can continue motivating younger people to progress and choose a positive way of life, I hope that can transcend to all young people out there. And young people have a voice. Young people have lots of ideas, lots of innovations, lots of talent out there. And we must shine a spotlight and recognize young people and provide a platform for them to grow in every aspect of their life. So young people have a new way of doing things, and we must inculcate the way that our forefathers have passed on to us and bring in a new way so that we can build a better, more transformative Barbados.
That's Pride of Barbados awardee and former Brass Tax moderator Tahir Bulbulia. Congratulations to all concerned. Our top stories. A man remanded to Dodds Prison after slapping a nurse at the Randall Phillips Polyclinic. A noted political scientist believes government's decision to pause the tourism accommodation bill is a positive move with a general election pending. Devon Bruce, however, has cautioned that too many reversals could cause a negative effect. Developer and businessman Mark Maloney says there are no issues on the construction of the Hyatt Hotel in Barbados. And a former Brass Tax moderator, Tahir Bulbulia, and a well-known Reverend, Lucille Beard, are among 19 local awardees on the St. James We Gathering Honours List. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. For more breaking news, join our WhatsApp channel or follow us on Instagram at Starcom Network News. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.